From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Catherine Calloway. So glad you're checking in with us now. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Senator Hillary Clinton pulled off a campaign-saving comeback last night. Her backers saw Texas and Ohio as must-win primaries. That's exactly how it came out. She also notched a win in Rhode Island. Senator Barack Obama won Vermont. In addition to the primary, Texas held caucuses last night, but those results are still coming in. Senator John McCain's sweeping victory last night sealed the deal for him, and today the presumptive Republican nominee is getting President Bush's endorsement. President Bush and McCain were political rivals back in 2000, but during this election, the president has defended the senator's conservative credentials, which have come under attack from some members of the GOP. Mike Huckabee dropped out of the race last night after McCain's wins gave him enough delegates to seal the GOP nomination. The former Arkansas governor urged supporters to back McCain in November. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says that he will resume peace talks with Israel. He's backing off a threat to boycott negotiations until Israel reaches a truce with militants in Gaza. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Israel trying to move things along there. She stressed today that a ceasefire isn't a condition for peace talks to resume. And there is a new record for oil prices. Are you ready? Oil now has reached $104 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. That beat the previous intraday record that was set on Monday of $103.95 for a barrel of U.S. light crude. This comes after a government report said that supplies of crude fell significantly last week instead of rising as was expected. Well, the federal government is flooding the Grand Canyon. It's hoped that the three-day flood will restore the canyon's ecosystem, which changed after the construction of the Glen Canyon Dam back in 1963. They're hoping the flooding will stir up some sediment and redistribute it throughout the canyon, which will receive up to five times the normal amount of water released from the dam during this week's flood. Be sure and stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. Of course, we have updates for you right here throughout the day.